Watch, pro-Hamas protesters circle White House, attack federal officer. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2024. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters, some openly supporting Hamas and other terror groups, surrounded the White House on Saturday, vandalizing a statue and assaulting a U.S. Park police officer who tried to protect it. The protest happened on the day Israel successfully rescued four hostages from Hamas's clutches in a raid in Gaza. Happening now, thousands of pro-Palestine demonstrators are unfurling a long red banner around the White House. They're calling it the People's Red Line, condemning Biden for not withholding military aid for Israel amid its deepening offensive in Rafah. pic.twitter.com/abnoriat5. Alejandro Alvarez, at @AlatWeets News, June 8, 2024. #Breaking, pro-Palestine protesters holds up a bloody mask depicting President Joe Biden while burning an American flag as the statue gets graffitied. #Washington, #DC. At this time currently, hundreds of thousands of pro-Palestine protesters and activists have gathered. pic.twitter.com/ogdenba. RAWSALERTS, @RossAlerts, June 8, 2024. Secret Service and U.S. Park Police retreat after being surrounded by pro-Palestinian protesters who have now taken over Lafayette Square in front of the White House. pic.twitter.com/pk0mtavsiask. Vad Ombre, @Joma_GC, June 8, 2024. The statue on the White House's North Lawn of Jean-Baptiste Rochambeau, a French general who was instrumental in the Continental Army's success during the American Revolution, has been defaced and covered in graffiti by pro-Hamas demonstrators, with a lone U.S. Parks Service. pic.twitter.com/34sist0v. Coup. Asin Defender, @CentDefender, June 8, 2024. Police are now getting assaulted right outside the White House. Bottles are being thrown at them. Where's the National Guard? pic.twitter.com/ifjexit. Paul A. Cipula, @BubbleBathGirl, June 8, 2024. The Washington Examiner reported. Protesters clad in kafaya began gathering outside the presidential residence in Washington, D.C., Saturday morning. Their signs called on President Joe Biden to free Palestine and end the siege on Gaza now. Others stood in a line draped in a 2-mile-long red banner around the White House to symbolize the red line Israel crossed when they began the operation in Rafah, a southern city in Gaza where many Palestinians have fled to. At one point, U.S. Park police were on the scene with mace to fend off protesters. They were allegedly attempting to arrest one of the protesters when the crowd began yelling at them to stop, screaming, "Let her go." It was not immediately clear what they were attempting to arrest her in connection with. In the exchange, police sprayed mace, and it appeared they eventually let the protester go without completing the arrest. The Examiner reported that there had been no arrests at the time of publication. 4 years ago, radical left-wing protesters surrounded the White House as part of the George Floyd riots and the Black Lives Matter movement. They assaulted law enforcement officers, attacked journalists, set a church on fire, and vandalized monuments. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.